Thousands of people held a protest march in the streets of Gaza following the Friday prayer to condemn Egypt for the outlawing of the Hamas resistance movement and tightening of the Israeli blockade on the impoverished coastal enclave. The protesters rallied in front of Egypt's former representative office in Gaza. Last Tuesday, an Egyptian court outlawed the Islamic resistance movement Hamas and ordered the banning of Hamas's activities in Egypt. Following the ouster of Egyptian President Mohamed Morsi last July by the army, the Egyptian military started a campaign along Egypt's border with the Gaza Strip, destroying tunnels and keeping the Rafah crossing closed most of the time.
The people of Gaza came out today to express their refusal to the Egyptian court's decision against Hamas and the Palestinian resistance. Fighting for the liberation of our land and for our cause doesn't make us terrorists. Hamas is fighting for the Palestinian cause and for the Palestinian holy sites and against the unjust blockade.
The Hamas leadership called on the Egyptians to focus on the Israeli regime as the common enemy and to lift the blockade.
Our message is friendly message to the leadership, to the people in Egypt. We are not your enemy. Israel is the enemy of our nation. We should to work together against this common enemy, and they should to open Rafah borders. This is kind of mass banishment to the Palestinian people.
Analysts say isolating Hamas will only hurt the Palestinians, who democratically elected it in 2006.
Many here blame the Egyptian military for making the Israeli blockade more complex following the ouster of Mohamed Morsi from power last year and playing into the hands of the Israeli regime. Ashraf Shanan, Press TV, Gaza.